ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons: Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
One of our favorite activities this time of year is reminiscing. Each year, the people of Farmers and Merchants Bank reflect on our giving mission, the charitable causes to which we contribute. It's because of you and your business that we are able to support those worthy causes. Our mission is to provide a financial institution that improves the well-being and promotes the success of our employees and customers by treating all with dignity, respect, and compassion. Happy holidays to you from the people of Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
Classic Hits 101.7 as Mountain Home defeats Bentonville West by a score of 54-38. And by the way, congratulations to the Bomber Boys as well, as they defeated Salem Springs over on the other side of Benton County by a final score of 49-33. So the Bomber Boys will improve to 5-4 on the season going into next week's tournament. Matt, as for this girls game, let's give you first the Dewey and Sons player of the game. And I'm going to go with Kate Gilbert on this one. She really did well getting to the free throw line in that final period, and she ended up being our leading scorer with 16 points in the game. Emma Martin finished with 15 on the night. 9 for Addison Yates, 6 for Anna Grace Foreman, and 3 points apiece for Leah Jackson and Emily Payne. As for Bentonville West, they did not have anyone in double figures. Their leading scorers were Mesa Willis and Madison Phillips with 8 points each. 7 points for Evelyn Guevara, 5 on the night for Lainey Tapp, 4 apiece for Jada Curtis and Sierra Cravens, and 2 points on the night for Chloe Jones. Well, a big stat of the night was definitely in the turnover column. Bentonville West ended up with 22 turnovers in this contest. Mountain Home ended up with exactly half of that, with 11 turnovers. No ties, no lead changes in this game. The only tie was 0-0. Mountain Home, once they took the lead, they did not relinquish it. Even though Bentonville West tried to make some comebacks in the third quarter, cutting the lead to march into single digits at some points, but Mountain Home was able to hold them off and get the victory. And so with that win, Mountain Home is going to improve to 7-2 on the season. Bentonville West will drop to 3-7. So, again, Mountain Home girls win tonight by 16. The Bomber boys will beat Salem Springs by 16 tonight as well. And our next broadcast will come your way 6 nights from now, Thursday night, in the first Arkansas Bell Bonds tournament. That will be at Bomber Gymnasium the day after Christmas. Mountain Home's first opponents for the boys will be Hamburg. That will be at 6:40. And then the Lady Bombers will take the court right after that as they meet Junction City at 8 o'clock. And we'll have those games for you right here on Classic Hits 101.7. We hope to see you at the tournament. We'd love to see a good crowd there. It's always fun, that tournament right between Christmas and New Year's. But if you can't make it, we'll have the broadcast for you right here. So be sure you tune in. So Mountain Home wins by 16, and that's going to wrap up tonight's broadcast. I want to thank my producer Joe Shipman back at the studio, and I want to thank you for listening to us on the air and online at ktlo.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp saying our final score from Bentonville West High School in Centerton, the Mountain Home Lady Bombers 54 and the Bentonville West Lady Wolverines 38. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Bomber Basketball live on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT Yellville Mountain Home. This game has been brought to you by Farmers and Merchants Bank, Knox Orthopedics, ASC Warranty, Arvest Bank, and Harold Tucker's Auto Parts. As Matt Sharp said, be sure to catch our next broadcast this coming Thursday, December 26th, that's right after Christmas, where the Bombers, both teams will be in the hangar for the first Arkansas Bail Bonds Tournament. Once again, first game tips off, scheduled for 6:40, so be sure not to miss that. Once again, you've been listening to your station for Bomber Sports. KCTT Yellville Mountain Home Classic Hits 101.7.